Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, as we do every single daily Linishmas, Sarah Malka Basar Bitzchak. We are in Masechta Machshirin. We are in the second parak. We are in the last Mishnah. We'll also cover the first Mishnah of the third parak today. And the Mishnah states as follows. Let's say I have a situation where I have a doubt. I have fruit that came into a certain storeroom from two different years of harvest. So if it's the fruit of the second year that has a majority over the third year, or shall shlishis, shall revius, or the third year on the fourth year, in which case the second tithe that you take, the second meiser that you take, would be meiser sheni versus meiser ani, or meiser ani versus meiser sheni, or shall revius, shall chamishis, even if it's the fourth year into the fifth year, in which case the question becomes a question of 1 year onto the next year, which is also a halachic problem, or shal chamishis al shalshishis, or shalshishis al shalshvias, or from the fifth year into the sixth year, or the sixth year into the shmita year, v'shalshvias al shalmotzi shvias, or in the seventh year into the eighth year, whatever it is, it's all mixed up, and now I don't know how to proceed. So what do I do? So the halacha is hochan achar arov. In these situations, we follow the rov. And we follow the majority, and we go with that in terms of separating that which we need to separate. Now, matzah l'matzah, what happens if it's 50-50, right? What if half the fruit is from 1 year, half from another year? Exactly half. So l'hachmer, we have to treat that very strictly, right? When we follow it l'chumra, which means what? Which means that if it's a suffix of Meiser Sheni versus Meiser Ani, we have to separate one tithe, one tenth. We transfer the kedusha onto money. We give the fruit to the poor people, lest it be a Meiser Ani year. And when we take the money, bring it up to Yerushalayim. What if it's the sixth year into the seventh, or the seventh into the eighth, where you're dealing with Shemitah stuff? So here also, the person going to be chayav and meiser, but he's also going to have to assume the fruit is going to have kedusha shvias, in which case he can't do business, and he has to be involved in biur in the process. And that's the rules of rov as they've appeared. Now turning back to one of the issues that we've talked about in Machshirin, namely, moksha lekabel tumah, our Mishnah begins. Sak, let's say I have a sack that was shehum ali peros, that was filled with fruit. And what did I do? Right, and I put it on the river. In other words, I wanted it to go ahead and float down river, or over the opening of the cistern, or on the steps of a cave that had water. Excuse me, in it. So kosha shavu vishavu, and then it drew water inside to the sack. So kosha shavu, any of the peros that drew up liquid because of the water, those things would be included b'chiyutan with the process of chiyutan, because the fellow is okay with the fact that the fruit is going to become somewhat wet, which is why in the process they seem more plump, they seem more delicious, and so he's okay with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says kosha u'nekenaget hamayim b'chiyutan. He says it depends. Is it placed opposite the water? Anything that was opposite the water, then he says it would be moshe lekabel tuma. Right? Only the stuff that's closest to the water came directly from the water source. Everything else didn't get water from the water source. They came in water only from the fact that they were facing the other fruit. And so therefore it's not going to be b'chiyutan. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda la'halacha, and we will continue with these dinim when we meet again tomorrow. Everybody have a fantastic day.